Learning really nice from time and losing from Shari, Mitch, and then the Rifka Bras Mitch has raised from Anachar, or Mitch, we specifically Kalam, Achai, Mitch, and Malka, and Brach, Mr. Malka, Rabban, Triusnik, and Fangaldin, and it's for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Tzadik Vav. We are in the middle of Siv Gimel. For those looking inside, it's on page 142, the second side of the page. And we are talking about, we were talking about over here, about somebody who do not have wine or any Chamar Medina in order to make Abdullah Matzah Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber on the first line on the page, Vim Ein Lo Yale Kais Efat, he only has one cup. Ve'ein Mitzapesh Yile Lo Machi, he does not expect that tomorrow he's going to have another cup. Mutav Sheyoich, now what he's dealing with over here, the Mechaber, is dealing with being making Havdalah ala Kais, okay? Doing Birchas HaMazon on the Kais. Now, we went through this, and he's going to address it momentarily, that it's questionable, do we really need a kais for Birchas HaMazon? So right now over here, he's going with the shita that you need a kais for Birchas HaMazon, but you only have one kais, so what should you do? Muta, very interesting, sheyoichel koidem sheyavdil, eat first, v'yivarech alav Birchas HaMazon, do benching on it, then make Abdullah on it. Rather than doing Birchas HaMazon without a kais, according to those that hold that you need a kais. So now it's a little bit of a longer mechaber, but let's see the other side of the coin. According to those that hold that you don't necessarily need a kais for Birchas HaMazon, so then make Abdullah and you'll eat afterwards like regular, and therefore you will able to bench afterwards without a kais, because this shita holds that you don't need a kais. So let's pause here for the moment of the Mishnah Berurah. The ain a mitzapa, you don't expect. If you expect that tomorrow you're going to have another kais, they'll achshav al kaisa, make Abdullah. Ubachilo yamtun ad lamachik, they shivarach al kais. You'll eat tomorrow. Lamanda amad to birch samazan to in the kais, according to the cheetah holds. Again, we don't follow the cheetah, so it's not so negate us. Mio amagan avram beresh sim and kufpe base chalikaz at the bishul kais birch samazan shall a year loy ain a machil no yatsmilach. He says that you basically have a choice. I'm going to have a cup tomorrow. So I have a choice. Should I not eat? I have a choice. I can make Abdullah first, not eat tonight, and then make bench ala kais tomorrow. I don't expect to have a kais tomorrow. So then he said, bench, eat first, then bench, then make Abdullah on that cup so you get everything in there. Magen Avraham says that if you do, whether or not you have an expect to have a kais the next day, doesn't play a role in it, because he holds you don't have to, even a shita that holds that you have to wait for a kais, if you're not, you don't have to not eat because you don't have a kais. Okay, so that's the two sides of the coin. Now, let's go back to the Mechaber, just so we understand how this shita works. Umeiri, going back to the first shita, again, the first shita held that you must have a cup for Birchas HaMazon. Since you must have a cup for Birchas HaMazon, I only have one cup and I'm not expecting to have a cup tomorrow, I should eat, okay? That's what the Mechaber told me. Bench, and then make Abdullah. Now, Mechaber says, Umeiri, Shekois Elohi Be'el Revius B'Tzimtzum, that we're talking about a case that I had exactly a Revius. Ukvah HaYimazik Kedina, it was already watered down, I cannot water it down anymore. If I add any water, it's no longer considered wine. Shem loikain, because if not, I have a different solution. Make Abdullah first. Drink a maloy lugmav. Then add a little bit to it. And we had the same idea earlier on, my kiddush. So if I can really make two cups out of it, so it's very simple. Drink a little bit. I don't have two revias. But let's say I have a revias works out if it's two-thirds of a revius, right? So let's say I have a revius and two-thirds, right? So then I can make Abdullah in the proper order. Make Abdullah, drink two-thirds, add the other two-thirds, or add water if I'm still able to add that much water to it. And I'm able to drink, make, be yaitza both things. Right? Again, this is the Hagel Torah, because it's not so negated. And then you can add in water. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaber over here. Sif Dalet. Misha ain yodim esegas likna yayin likidish lavdala. You have a choice. You don't have enough money, chas v'shalom. You have a choice to buy either wine for kiddush or wine for avdala. Yikne lavdala, buy it for avdala. Mishum the kiddush avshem pass. Make kiddush al hapass. Let's see. Mishaburu yikne lavdala. Dinze mubigam kal el b'simer reishayin aleph sif yud aleph derech agav. Beer was also mentioned. Ayin shem mishaburu sif katan nun vav. Look over there in the. In the Mishaburu, what the Mishaburu over there said is that although we said that if you have you only have enough money to buy one cup, then better buy it for Avdallah, because Kiddush you can make Al HaPas, but he gave an alternative solution. If you do have a cup of beer, then use the beer for Avdallah and buy the cup of wine for Avdallah, because Kiddush is still better Al HaYayin. Says the Mechaber Sifhei. You have a choice between oil for your Hanukkah menorah or wine for Avdallah. Which one should you go? Says the Mechaber, Ner Hanukkah Kodem. Let's see, Mishabur, Ner Hanukkah Kodem. Mishum, the Psumi Nisa Adav. In general, we always say Psumi Nisa comes first. Ner Hanukkah is being a farsam mess of Hanukkah, and therefore trumps the wine for Avdallah. But the Ikamitsa Avdallah, Nuchla Kaimatrila. Lamais, I could be Mekayim my Avdallah. I am Mekayim my Ikamitsa Avdallah by davening. I have no other way of being mekayim the mitzvah of Hanukkah, and therefore the Ner Hanukkah wins out over the Yayin Lavdala if you only have enough money for one of the two. Oymah says the Mechaber, Oymah Avdala Miyush. The Mechaber says you're supposed to make Avdala sitting down. We'll see why in a moment. Says the Ramavi, Yeshayim Ru'umit. Some say it's standing. V'chein, the Hagim Medina Salem, that is the meaning in our cities. I know there are some people who do say Abdullah sitting down. Most people do say it's standing. Everybody should follow the minig, as we see from the Mechaber and the Ramah. Both are acceptable minhagim. Let's see the Mishaburu before we go further. Miyushev, Merish Shemaitze Lachem Yidei Chavasim. Talking about over here that you're being Maitze other people. So therefore, Val Kain, Kaven Echet Paita Chaveroi, since I am patering the next guy, Yeshlem Lekulam Lasis Kviyas. We're supposed to make a Kviyas together. When you're standing, it's not the same kviyas as when you're all sitting around the table. What about the yeshayim that the Ramah brought down? The yeshayim sviru the kevin shel voyes hamelech. We are escorting or by gliding the king Shabbos. Aim 11 el umid. How do you walk a king out standing, not sitting? Well, any kviyas. What about the fact that you need kviyas since I'm being made to other people? Sagi kishem mezamdin and hakav oindem mechabdin kadei lotzis. Everybody stands together. The same idea about those who have the minig, like many people, to stand by Kiddush. We said everyone should be standing around together, not spread out all over the house. Since they're all getting together in order to hear the bracha Avdallah, so you're yotza with the birchas ayayin as well. That is the minig in our cities. The yaknahaz, when it comes to a yontiv that's matzah Shabbos, where we do the yain kiddush ner avdolah zman, l'kulam itayv l'varach miyushiv, k'may mishar kiddush, if you make your kiddush sitting, then certainly that you should do sitting, l'el b'simen reishayin aleph sif yud b'hagah. Now, let's go back to the Mechaber. We go into how we're supposed to make avdolah. V'oichis yayin b'yamin. First thing is, we should be holding the cup of wine in our right hand. V'hadas, meaning the besam and besmail in our left hand. U'mevarach al yayin, you make the bracha on the wine. Some people do have the minhag to hold the besam in the left hand when they're making the bracha on the wine. Some people don't. But either way, v'shuv, after you make the bar priyagavim. So when you make the bar priyagavim, the wine has to be in your right hand. V'shuv, afterwards, you put the cup down. You noitel hadas b'yamin. You pick up the besam in your right hand. Bayayim b'smoil, and now your wine should be in your left hand. U'mevarach al hadas, and make the bar mina b'samim. Then you put the b'samim down. U'mach zayayim l'yamino, you put the wine back to your right hand. Now you put the wine back to your right hand after you make the bar mireish. So you first make the bar mireish, right? We hold our fingers and the way we're supposed to, and then you make, and then you pick the cup back up in your right hand. Let's see the Mishaburu. Why does the wine have to be in your right hand? Anything you make a bracha on, you hold it in your right hand. We learned that very early on. Then when you're making bayrim b'samim, you put the havdol in your right hand. When you're making the bayrim b'samim, the wine should not be sitting down on the table. The entire havdol is supposed to be alakos. You should be holding the cup at all times. The question is it in your right hand or your left hand? So when I'm making the bayrim priyagafen, the Hina Keisha, Asi, the Bar Priya Goffin, the Bar Hamavla Ben Kaidish Lachol, the wine should be in my right hand. When I make the Besamim, Umavarchala Hadas, when you making it on the Besamim, so now you're making the bracha on the Besamim, you still should be holding the cup, but at that point you transfer it, you put the Havdalah, the cup in your left hand and the Besamim in your right hand. After you make the bar mitzvah mesamim, you put it down. You look into your fingernails. Umevarich bar mitzvah esh. You make the bar mitzvah esh. The it seems that you should first see the reflection of the light in your fingernails. Other hell that you do it afterwards. Okay, and that seems to be the minig by most people. And then you put the Havdalah back in your hand. When you make the Barim Eish, we cover up our thumb because part of the reason we make Barim Eish on Matzah Shabbos is because that was the first, Adam HaRishon was thrown out of Gan Eden, and the first time that he actually had to do Malacha was create fire on Matzah Shabbos, so that's the first time it was created by a human. And Adam HaRishon, according to the Medrash, did not have a thumb till then because, and you can go try this at home, try doing work without your thumb. Whatever you're doing, whether it's turning something, opening a bottle, using a screwdriver, try it without your thumb at all. You lose all the whole thing, right? Can you even smoking a cigar? I think you need a thumb for. But anyway, and so that's where he got his thumb, and that's why we cover it up on Matzah Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Siv Zayin, Afilu Shamu Kovenei by Habayis Havdalah Beis HaKnesset. Everybody in the family happened to be in shul, and everybody heard that, and you're in a shul that they make Havdalah. Everybody heard the Havdalah here. In the Schavnu Shalai Lotzeis, if they didn't have a mind to be, they had a mind not to be Yotzeh there because they make Havdalah of home. Avdim Habayis, they should come home and make Havdalah at home. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Kol Bnei Habayis. And certainly, if one of the people, I feel a cotton shagil, even if it's a young child that is already at the age of chinuch, shaloi shama adayin Abdullah, did not yet hear Abdullah, yuchal havdo b'shvila, you can make Abdullah of him. Afshu ba'atzma yotzikvar yedei chayvus Abdullah, basic nesses, even if you already yotz, this is most negay when it comes to Matzah Yom Kippur, because oftentimes we make Abdullah in shul because people want to be able to break your fast, but there might be somebody at home that needs to hear Abdullah. Can go. You can be mitzi even a katan. We're going to discuss it shortly. Can you be yotze nashim and havdalah if you already heard havdalah? If everybody was in shul and they had in mind not to be yotze, you can make havdalah again at home. Kasef halavush, the lavush rice, the ibna, this man has a. Most people make Abdullah at home. Therefore, it's not that you have to have in mind, says Lavush, that you weren't Yotz in Shul, if you're in a Shul that makes Abdullah. The automatic assumption is that you're not being Yotz in Shul. We're all Simech and Abdullah at home. You didn't make Abdullah. Tamid Chacham made Simcha Avdolah Shabbos Knesses. Tamid Chacham should not be Simcha Avdolah in Beis Knesses. Umavdilim beBeisam you make Avdolah in your house. Kadesh Yuchli LaHaitzi Bnei Beisam, so you can be Yotzei people's house. V'chein Roy L'Chol Adam Linag. That is the appropriate way for every person to be Noy. Kasam Agan Avram in Neschav and Lotz is Birchas Avdolah. If you had in mind to be Yotzei Avdolah, Afal Pishalay Neschav and LeBirchas Priyag Gafen, you did not. We're not Mechavin to be Yotzei the Mitzvahs Priyag Priyag Gafen. Although you're not drinking, you're supposed to have in mind to be yotze with that bracha, because that's what makes it kiddush havdalah alakos. So the fact that you're not drinking, if you're hearing someone else havdalah, it's not like you only want to be yotze the havdalah. The bar priyagofen is part of the havdalah. You have to have in mind to be yotze that as well. But the Magen Avraham says that if you did not have in mind to the bar priyagofen, mikol makom yotze yedei havdalah, you were yotze the birchas hamavdol who are ikur. The ikur is the last bracha. In that case, you would not be able to taste the wine. So let's just repeat this outside because this is very important. When you're listening to somebody's Avdalah, you're supposed to have in mind to be Yaitza the Bayer Priyagafen as well, because it is a chalik of the Avdalah. Havdalah is supposed to be alakos. If Avdalah didn't have to be alakos, we all be yotze with Avdalah, we said in Shmoneh Esrei. So part of the Avdalah is the Avdalah alakos, and therefore you should be having in mind, I want to be yotze the entire thing, including the Bar Priya Gofen. What the Magen Avraham is saying is, if you didn't have that in mind, you only had in mind to be yotze with the last bracha, the Amavdom and Kodesh L'Chol, You're also Yaitz Avdallah because Lamaisa, that is the Iker of the Avdallah. But the appropriate thing is you should actually have in mind to be Yaitze on everything. Okay, we'll stop over here. In Yemei Hashem, we will continue next week. Shkoyev.